Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah. Man, I just want to let the music play all day. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? It's a Monday morning, the 7th of March. I'm Stu Daniels here. You are listening to Matt Flynn Direct. Matt's not here today, taking some well-deserved time off. And I'll be filling in for Matt all week long, so you're stuck with me. Hey, if you want to get involved in this program, give us a call, 844-967-2789. And in the previous hour, we were discussing the price of misinformation, the cost of misinformation. And in the previous segment, before we went to the break, we were talking about Alexander Vindman and his comments about our Senator Ron Johnson. And if you want to get involved in this conversation, give us a call. We do have a couple of people on the line. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dick in Madison. Dick, how are you doing today, and what do you have to tell us?
Real good. Good to hear you, Stu.
Thank you.
I think one of the costs of misinformation is going on right now with this war. Putin's enormously misinformed and sheltered from the real world. And he's also trying to shelter his people from the real truth, and I don't think it's going to work. I think enough is getting through in this day and age that it will. I mean, after all, look at all the uprising in his own country. People are willing to be arrested and jailed for years, and they're only getting just a slight glimpse of what's really going on in this war.
Yeah, hey, that's interesting that you are bringing up the fact that I've been discussing the fact that it's the people of Russia that are being misinformed. And you're bringing up a really important point that it's actually Vladimir Putin who is the one who is misinformed because he has so isolated himself from what's really going on. And he doesn't have people around him who are willing to tell him the truth. They're only willing to go along with what he says. And so he is actually the one who is misinformed. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, on a massive degree. The more I've read a couple articles in the last couple of weeks about just that, and it became even worse with him as a result of COVID. He's isolated himself. He's in his own world, and the world he's in is not reality. And reality is going to bite him really hard, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Wow. And how does that relate to the way our president, Donald Trump, was at the end of his 4-year term? It was kind of similar. You know, he had gotten rid of anybody who was willing to tell him the truth. And the only people he had left around him were people that were praising him for everything he did. Interesting. All right, Dick.
Tied to the hip to the Russians financially, that he couldn't say anything bad about them. Now could he?
Wow. That's crazy stuff. Hey, Dick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to the next call. Who do we have here? CJ. Is that what that says? CJ from Madison? All right, CJ, what is your point that you want to make today?
Thanks for taking my call, Sue. Well, I'm going to take the opposite point that most of your callers will give you. I think we're living in Biden's war with Putin. He did nothing but show weakness. Trump and Johnson provided weapons to Zelensky and Ukraine, javelins and stingers. This president, as usual, the way he did in Afghanistan, leading from behind, we're still buying Russian oil. And, as far as propaganda goes, the left has been pretty good at it. We watched 2.5-year, $20 million lie that Trump was colluding with Russia.
Hey, CJ, let me ask you this. When I took your call a minute ago, I said, what's the point that you want to make today? So give us a point. What's your point?
I'm giving you facts that happened and propaganda that's been fed to us, and we're living it every day. We're filling up at the pump.
Hang on a second. Now, tell me, what's the propaganda that's being fed to us every day? What is the propaganda?
The propaganda is that the left wing believes in this lie that fuel that we're buying from Russia. And this
wait, wait, say that again.
The propaganda. Wait.
Repeat that. Tell me, what's your point? What is the lie?
What is the lie? That there's so many. I just named a couple.
Okay.
We were fed 2.5 years of a lie, Stu. We're fed the lie that there's this Green New Deal out there that's going to save us. And
no, wait a minute. Now, who's saying a Green New Deal is going to save us? I thought we were talking about Russia and Ukraine.
We're talking about all of it. Are we still not buying Russian oil, Stu?
Yeah, well, that's going to be decided. You know, that's what's your point? Do you have a point?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to move on.
Well, the point is that we're living a lie with this president in office.
All right. Thanks for the call, CJ. Appreciate it. Keep listening. If you want to join in the conversation, give us a call. 844-967-2789 is the number. And you can also text us at that number if you would like to get involved in the conversation. 844-967-2789. Stu Daniels filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct. We were talking about this article that appears in today's Journal Sentinel about Alexander Vindman and his comments on Ron Johnson and how Senator Johnson from Wisconsin has blood on his hands concerning what's going on in Ukraine. It says here in this article that Vindman with Johnson felt like he was in a very awkward position because he, Vindman, had to point out to the senator that he was wrong about what he was saying. The quote is Vindman talking, saying, "I also don't agree with the policy, but I have to carry the water of the president." The president was already kind of testing the waters, the president being Trump at the time, on withholding security assistance. Vindman added, "I wanted him, Johnson, to understand that while he might feel strongly about this and that it's the right thing to do, the chief executive might not be on board. He gave me this quizzical look." This is Vindman talking about Johnson. "Like I was a crazy person, like I was the one that was out of step," Vindman said. Johnson's office said in a statement that Vindman's, quote, "assertions are completely false," and pointed to a November 2019 letter Johnson wrote House Republicans. In that letter, he recalled a conversation he had with Vindman in Ukraine, quote, "I had just finished making the point that supporting Ukraine was essential because it was ground zero in our geopolitical competition with Russia," Johnson wrote. "I was surprised when Vindman responded to my point. He stated that it was the position of the NSC, the National Security Council, that our relationship with Ukraine should be kept separate from our geopolitical competition with Russia. My blunt response was, how in the world is that even possible?" Anyway, we'll get to more of this article in just a minute. And we're going to take a quick break. Give us a call if you want to, 844-967-2789, talking about Senator Ron Johnson and the cost of misinformation on Matt Flynn Direct.